The county council talked to Shawin as part of their regular effort to touch base with the operations of both Deer Valley and its rival, the Park City Mountain Resort and Canyons Village, held by Vail. Shawin said the FIS World Championships held at Deer Valley in Solitude were a big success. For President's Day weekend, they were sold out, and he joked that he'd been working with late-night host Stephen Colbert. That was a reference to the Colbert monologue where he talked about the skier collision lawsuit filed against Gwyneth Paltrow, and Colbert spent much of the time on a glowing review of the resort. He also talked about the sales of their Icon Pass, allowing a pass holder access to all 14 resorts in the U.S. held by parent company Alterra, including Solitude on the other side of the Wasatch Range. He noted that the rate for the pass has some difference for holidays.
Like I said, especially on the holiday days, there's restrictions on the pass anyway, so you have to have the upgraded pass, which it's probably about 30% of the across the nation. 30% of the passes sold were the upgraded pass, and 70% were the base pass.
Shawin said with the Icon, they are seeing a different turnout.
What we're seeing is more people on the mountain on the non-capacity days. Mm-hmm. And that's a change. It is a change, and we have different ownership now that cares more about, increasing the business than I think our past owners did. I think their focus was just different. It wasn't right or wrong, it was just different. So, on average day, we probably have 700-800 people on the mountain more than we would have a year ago because of the Icon Pass. On the other hand, got a letter yesterday from a 20-year season pass holder who was so excited about the fact that she met people on the lift from Maine, from Canada, from other places that would never have come here before, and younger people that may not have been able to afford Deer Valley before.
He said with an aging skier demographic, the resorts have to attract more of the next generation. Shawin said this season Deer Valley hit its daily capacity on 6 days. The Icon Pass is for the rest of the season.
So it's the other 112 days a year that it's helping us. And it's helping us in food and beverage. It's helping us in retail and ski rentals and ski services and, across the board. We're busier, which from our perspective is good. And I do recognize that for 38 years it's been a kind of a sleepy place on many days, and that's going to change a little bit with more Icon Pass holders. But we're learning. We're learning, like everybody is, first year of Icon Pass for all of us. So we're all learning who's going where and what the movements. And what is interesting is because of the technology, we now know if we had 100 Icon Pass skiers today, we know where they came from. Right. And so we now know how to market better. And
the COO for Deer Valley, Todd Shawin. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.